Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, the 23rd of September. If you get this early enough, I've got a rugby bet today. I know nothing about rugby, but somebody's given me this, which is Wales versus Georgia. Georgia plus 28 on the handicap is even money with Hills, according to Odds Checker, and 10 to 11 with Betfred. So if you want to have a small interest there, Georgia plus 28. Talking of handicap bets, the NFL 3 from 3 yesterday. We're absolutely knocking it out the park with the NFL, so long may that continue. I know some of you, I've had a couple of reports of trebles. Someone done a Trixie and won about £600, so fantastic. I don't know what you staked on your Trixie, but it must have been a fair Trixie, 10 to 11s. Fair play. Well done, everybody. Good. I was right with my late call as well with the Rams beating the Browns. The Browns are the Tottenham Hotspur of the NFL. Loads of hype and expectation, but reality is fucking useless. VAR, people are jumping up and down. They're all waiting for me. Everybody, all the people, because I said I love VAR, waiting for me to chip in on the Spurs goal. It's offside. Simple. There you go. It's offside. The thing we're going to have now is every one of those will be called offside, so it's consistent. All this, it didn't kick the ball. When did they kick the ball? Absolute, complete and utter bunkum and nonsense. You saw it yesterday. I'd have had a problem if the Spurs one's disallowed, and then Mason Mount, when Chelsea scored, that was allowed, which is the sort of thing you'd have had in the past, and then you'd have got, how's that one offside, how that one isn't. Now, every single goal, it will be checked. If you're offside, you're offside. It is plain and simple. And we'll get the right result. Of course I'm not happy if we go 2-0 up, we win the game. But if I think that that's the ultimate of Spurs' problems, is Sonny being 2 millimetres offline, I am kidding myself. I mean, Spurs are becoming like the lot down the road. The thing down the road, you had a Wenger in and a Wenger out. And Tottenham are getting a potch in, potch out divide. The reality is the results aren't good enough. I said when he was appointed, I'm not jumping on any bandwagons. I said I couldn't understand the appointment. Can't not like the guy. Lovely, lovely man. I don't doubt he can coach players. He, for me, is not able to manage a team to win anything. And I'm talking in-play management. It is no coincidence that since Dembele left in January, Tottenham have got 2 points away from home. 2 points. 2 out of 27. We haven't won a game since January away from home. We lost 13 games last season. We've already lost 2 this season. We were lucky to hang on against, well, lucky to come back against Villa. Fair play, Eriksen turned up for 10, 15 minutes in that game. We were lucky to hang on against City. Very lucky to hang on against Arsenal. And we had a half hour where we looked good against Palace. The reality is we're not very good. Winks is not up to it. Don't care what anybody says. He is not Dembele. People say he's a different player. Yeah, he is a different player. He ain't as fucking good. Simple. The centre-backs are ageing. They're going to naff off. Eriksen, he doesn't know whether to play him or not play him. I was all for keeping Eriksen because I think he makes them tick. But he doesn't seem interested. You saw the Olympiacos. He obviously did want to leave. Would we have been better getting rid of him? I'm sure. I like Poch. I love it when he speaks. I mean, he's gone a little bit off the wall in the last 3 or 4 months moaning about everything. But it's nothing. I just don't think he's up to it. I think that the part for me is people say entitlement. It's not entitlement. I grew up in a Tottenham team that won cups. Of course you want to win cups. That's what I grew up with. 1981, my birthday present, going to the cup final. 1982, cup final. 1984, UEFA Cup. I was at the mall. I grew up in that. It's not an entitlement. We were a team that won cups. I appreciate the football landscape has changed, but you've still had teams like Wigan win the cup. We can't even fall into one. And when we have a chance to win something, for me, it's on the manager. And my biggest crime for me is we had a group of players, arguably 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, we were playing some of the best football in the Premier League, right up there with City. And we had a group of players that should have won something, and it is all going to come falling apart. And it's falling apart because the man at the top, and you can blame Levy, he's still dealing with a squad that is worth over £500 million, Poches, but he is not good enough. And Saturday showed it again. I got all my Premier League predictions wrong at the weekend, except for Leicester giving Spurs a cuff. And, of course, the Arsenal nap. I mean, what was that yesterday? I'm looking, it's 2-1. I've laid the draw. in my head, I'm like, oh, please don't equalise. I don't want to lose a few grand here. What happens? They equalise. Oh, no, no. And then they only go and get a winner. 10 men. Villa, you're gone. Newcastle, I think you're gone. Chelsea, I thought, I watched a bit of that yesterday. I thought, Chelsea, a good football team. You know, I know they're not up with Liverpool and City. They gave Liverpool a good game yesterday. Chelsea will finish third. They are way ahead of the rest. And then, of course, I stirred the old nest. You mentioned United and Ole. He's another one. He's not up for it. Lovely guy. I get why everyone likes him. It's the same with why people like Harry Winks at Tottenham and Poch. I get it. People saying they should be there for life. Ole is not good enough for Man United. You know, and they all go, it's not Ole. Look at the money that they've spent. Every single signing that United have bought since Ferguson's gone is shit, is he? Every single one. People were moaning when Pogba was bought for 98 million. Were people moaning when Depay was bought? Were people moaning when they got something? Sanchez was one of the top three players in the Premier League when he went to United. One of the top three players. There. If you're a United fan getting him, you're not going, oh, fucking hell, we've bought one. One matter. He was a Euro, you know, Gary Neville's going, we need experience. Wan Mata's a Champions League winner, Europa League winner, FA Cup winner. How can you get more experience than that? Luke Shaw, great signing. Di Maria, what a great player, still going on. Did it for Real Madrid, doing it for Paris Saint-Germain, couple of great goals. Pogba, World Cup winner. I don't see, yes, they've spent a lot of money. And of course, Martial, good player. What was he, 40-odd million? Abramovich, they got three. Who else have they had? Lukaku, 20-odd goals for Everton. He was up there rivaling Harry Kane for the Golden Boot. Ultimately, it's not the players. Yes, you've had some duds, but the way the club's set up, you didn't give Moyes a chance. Van Gaal was harshly treated because they saw Mourinho free and thought he was the golden ticket. Mourinho, unfortunately, has become someone who makes everything all about him and takes it elsewhere. And now you've appointed a man. My opinion, he's not up to the job. Down in the fucking doldrums with Cardiff, a mould. I don't know, just because he played for you and was a great player, and I really like him myself, doesn't make him a manager that's going to take your places. You know, I mean, Tottenham, we expect to be shit. You know, I'll be happy if we can win an FA Cup. But you know, my with that, I come back to it. It's a missed opportunity for Tottenham. We won't get that opportunity now. We've done. It's gone. Whatever Spurs fans think, and they're deluding themselves, that chance has gone. That squad of players we had when we had the best defence in the league, Kane up top, we had a fantastic opportunity to do something, and we have absolutely blown it. Our team will fall apart, and we will become like Arsenal over the last 10 years, where we're in the doldrums, finishing 5th, 6th, 7th, and we don't actually win anything. You know, Arsenal at least did win some FA Cups. You're talking on the other scale. Man United. This is a team that don't go on a... You've got billions. You've got fortunes of money. You should be up there with the Liverpools and the cities. But the manager is not good enough. And I appreciate mistakes have been made. I appreciate not all those signings have been superb. But don't tell me every player they've bought since Fergie's is an absolute donkey. They've bought some good players. But it looks now like you're waiting for Daniel James to do something, and if he doesn't do something, the rest is clueless. And it is going to take a long time, but ultimately you need the man at the top. And I got his name wrong yesterday. I don't know, I had a bad day yesterday. Well, I had a good day trading, but a bad podcast day getting it ready. Allegri, for me, you know, Tottenham, United, anybody should get him. I'm a man, get winners in. People who win things, that's, if you've got a winning mentality, that gives you it. And that's one of my biggest things with Poch. Poch has never won anything. I firmly believe that he will not win anything unless he goes somewhere like Paris Saint-Germain, where he's in a one-team league. That's my view. It's not a dislike him. It's not, I'll go and support somebody else. What a ridiculous argument that is. I spend fortunes following Tottenham. I want to watch good football, and I want to watch us try and win something. At the minute, I'm not watching good football. I'm watching us get beat week in, week out, or throw away leads, whatever, and we ain't winning anything. And that is my gripe with it. I'm watching a situation fall apart. United fans, I know you're in the same boat. I want to see United up there. I don't want Liverpool winning the league. I'd make my bones about it. I thought Chelsea were great. I'm not a Chelsea fan. I like to see good teams. I want to see United up there challenging. We don't want to see a City monopoly year in, year out. That will be boring. But United are a team that have got the capacity to be up there. Tottenham haven't. United have. Tottenham had a chance, blew it. United have got a chance, or should be a club up there. That's the only point I was making, but you all jumped at your prams like you do. Telling you now, Ollie ain't good enough, Poch ain't good enough, and I'll be proven because they'll win nothing. Right, what else have I got? There you go. There, little footy rant. Beautiful. Training, guys, I've texted you. Hopefully you did okay at the weekend. I know a couple of you missed bits, but we're going to tackle that later. All I can do is send them out on the WhatsApp, isn't it? That's it. That is all I can do. I have got a horse for you today. I'm just trying to find it. Right, horse trade is 4:05 at Fairy House, Seven Worlds. We had a good run on the horses. I know Edwin Anford, we had a good day Saturday, didn't we? We had the was it the Silver Cup? Oh, yeah, and we had another one, Bear Force won nicely. So 4:05 today, Fairy House. It will get a bit quieter as we have the transition that keeps that flat to jumps, but by sort of end of October, we'll be full swing again. So Seven Worlds in the 4:05 at Fairy House as a trade. And footy-wise, I had one for you. It's a first-half goal in the Dutch Jupiler League tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff. If Jong PSV versus Canberra, Dutch Jupiler League, loads of goals. Forget prices, doesn't matter. Everybody trade the Dutch because there's loads of goals. But if it is 0-0 on 25 minutes, start drip-laying a first-half goal. Jong PSV versus Canberra in the Dutch League. Tomorrow is going to be really difficult for me. I'm having a full UK power mains electricity installation put in. I live out in the sticks and mine needs upgrading. So they are coming and taking everything out and putting a new whole new system in. You know, the mains from the pole to the house or whatever they have to do. So I can only survive as long as my laptop lasts and my phone tethers. Sam's out, so I need to be here. It's not like I could go and find a pub and sit in. I've got to actually stay here, so I'm going to be sat with no electric. I will get up and get whatever I can done ASAP. I don't think there's any midweek football because I think it's League Cup action. But I will get what I done can done. I will try and record a podcast, but I am powerless, unfortunately. Wednesday I'm home all day, so I'll do some bits. Thursday I am out all day, and then Friday we're back into it again. Hopefully some of you had a better week on the football. I think it's all picking up, as I keep telling people. Don't panic, Captain Mannerin. NFL will keep going. Racing will pick up. It's all good. It's all chug along. Beautiful. Right, have a lovely Monday. The sun is shining. Enjoy yourselves. Relax. Take it easy. It's only a game of football. Up the VAR, and I'll speak to you all tomorrow.